Great. Any more discussion? All right, the motion is for you. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed, any abstentions? The motion carries. On item 11, Town of Chickatee.
Kathy. Town of Chincoteague requests after the fact authorization to retain and continue to install approximately 20,000 feet of slip lining inside the existing 16-inch water line from the mainland to the new water line west of Black Narrows Channel. There will be 26 access pits along the existing water line, which will be excavated to allow for maintenance and repair access. The project is to repair and maintain the existing water line to the town of Chincoteague. A state wetlands permit is required. It's a quad sheet showing the location in red of the project. It's along the north side of the causeway leading into the town of Chincoteague. So the inventory map of the state wetlands in that area, in blue, our jurisdiction is going to be from Mosquito Creek over to Waranaras. It's approximately 11,725 linear feet in state-owned wetlands, and there will be 19 access pits required to be installed for the lining, and will impact 10,566 square feet of state-owned vegetated wetlands. The other seven pits are on either town property or Wallops flight facility or NASA property. And that portion on Wallops did require a permit from Accomack County Wetlands Board. Aerial view showing the entire causeway, which is about 4.5 to 5 miles long. To your right is the town of Chincoteague, and at the very far left, you can see the extended runway at NASA Wallops. Closer view of the jurisdiction that VMRC has. Again, in red is our jurisdiction of the pipe, and in yellow to the right is the town of Chincoteague and NASA property to the right, to the left. Back in the mid-1990s, Mosquito Creek, Cockle Creek, Queen Sound, and Waranaras bridges were all installed, and at that time, new water lines were connected to them. So that's not part of the project, so it's strictly a state wetlands issue here that's in front of you today. This is an application drawing, one of eight that's in your packet. They're all very similar, basically just showing access points along the way. And again, this is Mosquito Creek looking towards the east towards Chincoteague, and this is the new bridge across Mosquito Creek and the new water line that's going across that was done in the 90s. Again, just an area where the pipe is underground. The slip lining will just be slid inside of it. And every 1,500 feet or so, there'll be a pit that's that has to be dug to put the slip lining in. And what makes this after the fact is they started. We received an application in December, on December 21st of 05, and on January 26th of 06, we received a letter from their agent, town's agent, informing us that to ensure the reliability of water supply system to meet the high seasonal demands, repairs would begin on January 30th so that the work could be completed before the tourist season. They also stated that during tourist season, the town would have only 1 day of water storage, and the repairs have become urgent based on failures experienced in the water line last fall. Last fall, they had a blowout that they were able to fix by themselves and did not have to call in a contractor, but it it created an issue where they felt like they had to go ahead and put the slip lining in as soon as possible. This is just one final aerial, looking from basically over the town of Chincoteague. It's not a very good aerial, but it's the only one I can get. Jurisdiction starts here and goes all the way towards the mainland. Okay, lights. Since a portion of the wetlands involved is involved in the project for state wetlands, the commission, rather than Accomack County Wetlands Board, must issue a permit, and this is under Section 28.2.1306. Accomack County Wetlands Board held a public hearing on their portion of the project on February 21st to address their portion, which basically is the Wallops Island property. They approved their portion with the stipulation that all temporary impacted areas be graded to pre-existing elevations and conditions, and that the area be planted with appropriate wetlands species on 18-inch centers. The commission also held a public hearing in Accomack to accept comments on the project, and that was on February 13th. No one from the public attended the hearing. VIMS has indicated that the individual and cumulative adverse impacts resulting from this activity would be minimal, provided all temporary impacted areas are restored to pre-construction conditions. They recommend that the impacted areas be graded to pre-existing conditions and that these areas be planted with appropriate wetlands vegetation on 12 to 18-inch centers to aid in the reestablishment of vegetation. They also recommend appropriate erosion and sediment control to be issued or installed along the impact areas, and that the stockpiling of excavated material in the existing wetlands be prohibited. No protest, and no state agency has expressed opposition. Summary and recommendation: clearly the town of Chincoteague and their agent are well aware of the need to obtain VMRC permits before conducting work encroaching upon state-owned wetlands and submerged lands. If a JPA had been received in a timely manner, the applicant would have most likely been granted a permit prior to the construction or start of construction. In this case, since staff would have recommended approval of the project, and the applicant, through their agent, was quick to notify staff of the unauthorized work, and because of the emergency nature of the project, staff recommends after-fact approval of the project. We further recommend that all temporary impacted areas be graded to pre-existing elevations and conditions, and that the area be planted with the appropriate wetland species. We had 12 to 18, just to be consistent with Accomack County's approval, I guess 18-inch centers would be appropriate to aid in the reestablishment of vegetation, and the appropriate ENS controls be installed around the impacted areas.
Thank you. Any questions? Staff? Thank you, sir. Is the applicant present, Town of Chincoteague, represented today?
I would like to make one comment on that.
All right.
Through this whole process, the town of Chincoteague has not shown up to any of the public hearings. Accomack, ours, or now this one.
Anybody here that objects to this proposed water line? Hearing none, the matter's for the commission. That's bad.
I can understand Mr. Badger's frustration with the town not showing up at the meeting, which is the first I heard of it. We do have a town manager now. He's been our public work director, and he's acting as town manager. He was doing both jobs at one time, and that may have influenced time constraints that he couldn't be in more than one place at one time, which he has taken a job now full time, but he's retiring in December, so we're right back where we started. I think basically what we do after the fact, permit applications and charge a triple permit fee, I think that would be appropriate in this case. And I make a motion that we accept staff recommendation with the triple permit and fee.
Second,
Mr. Robbins. Discussion? Any comments? You've heard the motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion is carried. Staff recommendation, triple permit fee.
Yeah.
Item 12, Del Marver Power.
I do feel, I wish Jay the best in the world for retiring in 6 months. I don't know how he can stand it. It's a tough job. I believe I put the wrong number on your eval. Del Marver Power 25. I believe it should be 28.96. Yeah, 28.96, not 29.96. I apologize. Okay. Del Marver Power requests authorization to relocate the main overhead transmission line from the north side of Black Narrows Bridge to the south side of Black Narrows Bridge in the town of Schenectady, ACMAC. The installation of three of the six new poles will impact either state-owned wetlands or state-owned Sebacuous Bottom. Both wetlands and Sebacuous permits will be required. The project is protested by two Marsh Island residents.